Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hello. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this getaway Friday night, December 26th, 2025. 12:26:25, 13 minutes past the hour here. You're tuned into WGH Talk Radio, and we have got a big Friday night show for you tonight. It's going to be exciting because we have got a group here with us who I don't know how long it's been since they've been with us, but I know they were with us in 2014, 15, 16, 17 when we would do our anniversary shows and our Christmas shows, so it's great to have them back tonight, and they can just get set up anywhere they like over there. Yeah, feel free to do what you need to do, guys. Matt, are you excited for this big show tonight? We're going to have a talent-packed show.
Oh, I am. Anytime there's music involved, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's exciting because normally we just do straight talk, but tonight we've got some real talent in the studio.
That's good.
I always appreciate that when we get the talent lined up in the studio, but this goes back a long way. I remember the first Christmas parties we did 10-plus years ago. You know, it was always fun to have this group with us, and I think it'll be fun tonight.
Well, that's good. You know, I've only ever heard, I guess, the clips from years past, but I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I think we're going to have a lot of good shows tonight. A good show here tonight here on the program. Pastor Craig was back with us today. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, you know, the show with Pastor Craig was great. You know, it's been a long time since he's been on, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we have not seen him for a while, and it was good to see him. If you want to go out and see if our guests need some help with anything, feel free. But we are going to have I'm telling you right now, if you're listening to this show, wherever you're listening to this show, let us know, because it's going to be big. This is going to be a very big show. Matt, does everything look good?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm getting excited because I think we're going to have 2 hours of sheer entertainment here.
I mean, that's good. You know, entertainment's what you want.
Yes, it certainly is. Last show, by the way, this is our last Friday night show of 2025, I guess it would be.
That's crazy. You know, this year has flown by so fast. I had not, expected it to end up so fast, but, it's already 5 days. Christmas feels like it came very fast.
Well, that's kind of how it goes, you know, Christmas and then New Year's.
Yeah,
and then, you know, next Friday it'll be January 2nd, 2026. How about that? 1/2/26 next Friday.
1/2/26. Well, you know, I'm going to, I don't know, I got to find out what my New Year's resolution is going to be.
New Year's resolutions are always a big thing. You know, most people do not stick with their New Year's resolution, oddly enough.
I my New Year's resolution is usually very, I don't know, I always just kind of cheat, because I always just, you know, make my New Year's resolution to not die this year, which you know, obviously.
But one year you will not fulfill that.
Yes, and see, that's why I make it that, because, you know, you can only fail once, and after that, it's impossible to fail again.
Yeah, but you fail that year.
Yeah, I understand, but up until then, my streak's going strong.
But what if you would get a terrible illness? You know, does that kind of put your toes on the line?
It does, yes. Yes.
So I don't know. Oh, I can hear them. They're getting ready.
I'm excited, you know.
This is going to be good, because I always feel that this Friday night show should have entertainment involved. And tonight we have the live entertainment. I hope people can hear that. But it's like the band, you know, down in the pit when you go to a big concert. The pit is, they're getting ready. They're tuning their instruments. They're getting ready for the big show. You know, that's kind of, I feel like we're at that moment right now.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that way. I mean, you can hear them out there getting all you know, set up and whatnot in the hallway.
So oh. The listening audience is going to get a concert tonight. That's the best way you can end 2025.
I think so.
A quarter of the way into the new century.
You know, I'm a big fan of concerts. You know, anytime you can go to a concert, that's good. But, you know, to end the year with a concert, I think that's a...
Oh, we're going to get a concert.
I think that's apropos.
We're going to get a concert, and it's going to be big, and it's going to be exciting, and it's going to be one of those things you will not want to forget ever in your lifetime. This is going to be very, very, very good. And as I said, this was a group that has been with us many, many times, but it's been a while, so we are very glad to have them back. I'm going to turn on the mic, and it is the Leshesky family who has been with us, and we're so glad. Now, that mic, I'm going to have you introduce yourself to the listening audience out there.
Hello, is this good distance from the mic?
That's good, you're good.
All right, my name is Mateusz. I am one of the brothers of the Leshesky band, and we've recently had two additions to our band. We have one, my girlfriend Shelby, and then Alexander, who's going to introduce himself as well. His girlfriend is here as well. So my name is Mateusz, and we're just going to go down the line and introduce ourselves.
Sounds good.
I'm Sebastian. I'm the third oldest in the family. And
my name is Alexander. I'm the second oldest brother.
Very nice.
My name's Ursula, and I'm the youngest in the family.
Now, I remember when Ursula was very, very young. Very, very young. It's, gosh, 11 years. Go ahead.
I'm Shelby. I'm Matus's girlfriend.
Oh, very nice.
I'm Kennedy. I'm Alexander's girlfriend.
Oh, very nice. And you just brought him right in the group.
And then seated a little far from the mic is my dad, George. He's on the accordion.
Yes, we're very to have him. Very good. Very happy to have him here tonight. So how often do you guys get to perform now?
Now it's about one every few years if you average it out, but we're kind of trying to do a few times a year now, maybe around Christmas time when we can all be back home together for Christmas break now that me and Alexander are in school out of state. So it's definitely gone down in frequency, but now we're trying our best to bring it back a few times a year at least.
Now where do you go to school at?
I go to school at Purdue. I'm a junior currently.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's great.
And Alexander here, he can tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also go to Purdue. I'm a sophomore.
Oh, very cool. What do you want to be?
I'm studying mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering. Very good.
And I want to be an industrial engineer.
Oh, how great. How great. And what year are you?
I'm a junior.
Junior.
And sophomore.
And sophomore. Very nice. But we're back together tonight. All right. What are we gonna sing here? What are we gonna have?
So we have a few songs lined up. A couple of them are Christmas songs. This is kind of what came out of our program. So what we've been doing over break is we've been going to nursing homes. We've gone to two, and we gave them about 45 minutes to an hour long program of songs, a little dialogue, a little introduction about ourselves. You know, talking about last time we performed with them was 10 years ago, so kind of giving them what's been happening the past 10 years. And we have a few jokes, or we had a few jokes to give them during that program. And then we sang the festive music for the season, and then some songs that we just did year-round in the program back when we were, you know, young little kids.
All right. Well, this is great. The Leshesky family here on WGH Talk Radio. Take it away.
This one is Silent Night. Everyone, please enjoy.
Very nice. The Leschetsky family here. Silent Night on WGH Talk Radio. Very good song, Matt. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes. You know, they have more talent in their fingers than I do in my entire body. So.
There you go. There you go. All right. And a great Christmas song. And obviously, Christmas just being yesterday, people are still in that mood this time of year. So we're having a lot of fun. And you two are vocalists, right?
Yes.
Very nice. Now have you sang in the past?
Yes, we both have.
Oh, very nice. So tell a little bit about your singing career.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I've done musicals all throughout high school. I went to Harding High School, so we have lots of music things happening there. And I grew up in the palace doing all of the junior musicals, too. So.
Oh, very nice. What musicals did you do?
Oh, gosh. At the palace when I was really young, I did musicals like Tarzan, Willy Wonka, Peter Pan. And then in high school, we did Wizard of Oz. That was the big one for me. I got to be Dorothy. So
you were Dorothy in Wizard of Oz. So you did Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I did.
Oh, how did that? I bet it was great.
I hope so.
I bet it was. I bet it was. How about you?
Oh, I did musicals as well throughout middle school and high school. I went to River Valley. So, yeah. I was able to do, like, The Addams Family. And I did High School Musical, which was fun. And Seussical. I did Seussical.
Didn't we go see The Addams Family at River Valley? Didn't we go see Adams? who were you in Adams Family?
I was Alice Beinecke.
Oh, okay. Okay, I remember. That was very good. That was sold out. I remember we were sitting way in the back.
Yeah,
but it was a good show. It was a very good show. Yeah, well, all right. What's next? What do we have next?
Up next, we have a song from our regular program, our yearly program called Apple Peaches. I think that's what we call it. I think the real name of the song is called Hide and Seek. So please enjoy.
All right. That's a winner here on WGH Talk Radio. 27 minutes coming up on 28 minutes past the hour. Matt, this is high-end music. I enjoy it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so many instruments, too, and I think it, you know, the more instruments, the better.
Now, how is this different than a musical for you guys who performed in musicals?
Almost in every way. I mean, if you were to see us right now, we're in a little small room, kind of cramped.
Yeah, we are cramped in here. The fire marshal will shut us down.
In a musical, you've usually got a mic strapped to your ear. We're leaning in for a microphone in here, and we've got instruments just right behind us where usually we'd be looking down at a pit. So it's a lot different, I would say.
Now, how did you get, I mean, obviously you're in relationships here, but when they said, come on, sing with the group, how did this all come to be?
Oh, you know, I kind of just say yes to when they ask me to do things. And
you just say yes.
Yeah.
You're just in.
It's always an adventure with the Leshetsky family, so you can't say no.
Yes, yes. Same thing with you?
Yes, I always say yes.
You always say yes.
Yes, I never turned it down, so.
Now, isn't it interesting you got involved with people with musical talent? Was that a thing with you? You said, hey, I'd like some musical talent. Are we involved in some musicals together?
Well, yeah. I mean, I met Shelby. We were... What I remember in high school in the choir room. So, you know, we're singing songs together, learning our songs, and then we did the musicals together. So we talked from there, and, you know, just history from there. And it just so happens, you know, we're musically inclined together, and I think that's something that we have in common and something that we can kind of talk about. That's a fun extra quirk about us.
Now, how was she as Dorothy?
She was amazing.
All right.
The best.
All right. Good answer. Good answer. And you?
What was it again?
I said, what was it important to you to be around somebody musically inclined?
Well, yeah, I mean, when your significant other is involved in the same things as you, it definitely helps, you know.
Yeah.
You see the face more often. We did go to rivaling high schools, but when we're involved in the same activities, we see each other often, and, you know, friction makes fire, and here we are.
Now, tell people about the instrument you play. I just thought about that. People can't see this at home. Tell people about your instruments.
Yeah, sure. So I'm on the clarinet. How we started on these instruments is my dad, obviously very musically inclined. Growing up, he played music with his family as well. And so he got us started on these instruments. He chose them for us, and then he had us going to kind of lessons, and then we went to bands in our high school, stuff like that, marching band. And that's how we grew with our instruments, and he had me on the clarinet. A fun fact about my dad is he was playing clarinet as a kid as well, so I think that's why he decided to have his oldest playing clarinet as well. And I am still playing at Purdue. Something my mom wanted to mention is I'm in a concert band at Purdue, and my brother can talk about that. He is as well. And it's great to kind of keep music in my life, and it's a great outlet when I'm stressed before exams or even throughout the year to kind of have this method of expressing myself and being part of this group making beautiful music outside of just this band.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm on the BFAC clarinet.
Me, Sebastian, I'm on the trumpet, and I kind of remember it differently. I feel like I chose to play the trumpet. I feel like I just said trumpet one day, and I just started playing from there. But, yeah, I've been playing for a while, and it's the same one I've been using for who knows how long.
Yeah, for me, this was a while back, but if I'm not mistaken, I think I started on saxophone because we were gifted an old sax, I think. Is that true? I think it's true. So that's why I'm on sax. I still remember being picked up from school for my first saxophone lesson in second grade. So it's been quite a while, and I've been loving it. And then again, it's really cool to be able to be in a concert band at Purdue as well. Staying involved with music, it's been really fun.
Very nice. Very nice.
The first instrument I started playing was violin, but as you can see, that didn't go well. I picked up the guitar in our basement, and you know, I just had like so much fun playing it. So that's just how it went. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. And you do the ukulele as well?
Yeah.
Oh, very, very nice.
And then my dad is on the accordion. He's been playing for longer than any of us here playing or singing have been alive. And you know, it's just an instrument that he loves and that we love to hear. He loves to play it, and that's kind of his origin to get us involved in this polka music as well.
Now, how old were you guys when you started performing?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't even remember. You could probably look us up on YouTube and see us when I'm half as tall as I am singing into a microphone that's, you know, way shorter than it could be now. Maybe I was 10, 11. I don't think as young as 10 myself, but I'm sure my brothers were, because when I was starting, you know, they were few years younger than that. I think maybe Ushala was still being held by my mom at some points when we were playing, so it was a while ago.
Well, I was thinking, we just passed Christmas, and we were listening to some old Christmas parties that we had done that you guys performed at. So this would have been like 2014. That's 11 years ago. So how old would you guys have been in 2014?
I was 2014. I was 11 or 9. I was 9.
9. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, no, so, I was 8, yeah. 19 now, minus 11. That's 8 years old, wow.
And how old would you have been, Ursula?
I was 3 years old.
3 years old. My gosh.
I was six.
Six?
Yeah.
So there you go. And then those were great fun. Do you remember coming to those parties?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Just being over there, having a lot of fun, talking to all these people at the party, and then having our share at the mic, playing the songs, and everyone enjoying singing along at times as well. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, definitely I do remember.
Well, it's great to have you guys back tonight. We always had a lot of fun when you were with us, and we're having fun tonight. What do we have next?
Absolutely. Up next, we have a Spanish one, Feliz Navidad. We hope you all enjoy.
The Leszczewski family here on WGH Talk Radio, 37 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday night, December the 26th, 2025. Hope you're having a festive time, whatever you are doing. Matt, are you enjoying the festive mood in here tonight, the festive activity?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was watching everybody, their fingers. When you watch people's fingers when they play instruments, it is fascinating.
You know, I never had any musical ability in my life, so I'm always fascinated with people who have musical talent, because I never could play an instrument, couldn't sing, couldn't do anything. It's great to watch people who have this ability.
I can never be so coordinated with my fingers.
Yeah, it is fascinating to watch. What is it like to be back together? How is it different performing as kids when you were, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old and now?
Well, it's definitely a lot different, I'll tell you that much. A few things. Coming back together, it's definitely a joy to be back. Back then, some of the time, we kind of took it for granted, you know, being together, the whole family's together, and not only are we hanging out, but we're also making music, we're performing, and then another level on top of that, we're performing it to people, to nursing homes, sometimes we went to the popcorn festival, and then to you guys as well, things like that. So it's definitely very fun to come back. We've definitely matured a lot in ways. Back then, sometimes during practice, we kind of get, you know, in little fights, little arguments. We get mad at each other. Maybe Alexander's playing saxophone too loud over our, you know, conversations, and it's very frustrating. But now, you know, the same thing happens, I'll tell you that. But we can kind of handle it a lot better, and it's a lot of fun. and it's a joy to have our family back again. Like I said, we're not taking it for granted nearly as much now that we're away from home a lot, and we're just so grateful to be back together, and we're still playing our instruments, and haven't forgotten how to play or anything like that.
How did the idea come to get it back together this year?
It was all my dad. He always likes to play his accordion. If not with us, then by himself. He loves to sing songs. He loves to play the piano. And that's, you know, on his mind. When we're gone, all he thinks about is how can he bring the family back together. And one of the easiest ways to do that is by playing music, by doing what we have done when we were younger. And he's done a great job, and he's motivated us and inspired us to play this music. And we've kind of taken that and fueled that to have our own fun during this holiday season.
What's it like to go out during the holidays and perform in nursing homes and retirement communities?
Well, it's definitely very rewarding for both parties. For us, we feel amazing, you know, being over here and sharing our gifts to these people that, you know, sometimes aren't visited as often as they wanted to be. And they just have a smile on their face all the time. And for those that are able, they get up and dance. They're singing with us for the songs that they understand and they can sing. And it's really fun. And they really appreciate it, especially during this time of year.
Putting smiles on faces.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So how many songs do you have currently in your repertoire?
Well, it's not as much as we did have in the past. Maybe if we can do 45 songs, maybe almost 15, I would want to say, on the high end. 45 minutes worth.
45 songs would be pretty good.
No, 15 songs. 15 songs, 45 minutes. That's what I meant to say. If we had 45 songs, man, we could be out here for a while.
That's right. But 15 songs, but 15 songs is good as well.
Yes, absolutely. And it gets all the guys going. It gets the people in nursing homes going. And we have a lot of fun in that time.
Well, what I was always interested in is you guys had a little show, too. You know, you did the joke, she did the things.
Yeah, it's something that we like to do to kind of fill the time in between and to kind of make it not so monotonous, song after song after song. And it's been a lot easier now. Also, when we were kids, it's kind of hard to get behind a mic and not, you know, be singing a song or playing on our instrument. But now we have a little fun with it. We like to talk with the audience sometimes and then tell jokes that we just look up on the internet. You know, it's not any jokes that we created, but it's just some fun little jokes that the audience can enjoy.
And how does the audience respond to that part of the show?
Oh, well, it depends. It depends on what kind of jokes I tell. Sometimes I tell jokes that I think are funny, but everyone else, including the rest of my band, don't think are funny. But, you know, I try it anyway. But most of the time, you know, they're amused by it. It's entertaining, and that's what we're here to do.
Now, I want to let people know the Leschesky family will be with us through 10 o'clock tonight. We will take a break at 9 o'clock, 15 minutes, so people can go get their popcorn and whatever. But we're going to have a good time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We're having a good time. Now, give us a joke.
Okay. Yeah, there's a few jokes that I don't want to say. All right, so what kind of vehicle does Santa Claus ride?
What kind of vehicle does Santa Claus ride?
Yes.
Okay. What kind?
He rides a Harley Davidson.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Thanks.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good. You got another one?
Yeah, let's do another one. You guys got another one? No, I'm not saying that one.
Was it bad? What was it?
All right, well, it's just, you know, it's kind of anticlimactic, but what did the snowman say to the other snowman?
What did the snowman say to the other snowman?
I said, do you smell carrot?
Okay, no.
So you asked about the reactions of the audience.
That's, listen.
That's sometimes the reaction I get, just kind of, okay, just what else?
No, I like that one. I thought that was good. I just didn't expect that.
Yeah.
It was a surprise.
Okay, how about another one?
Go with another one.
All right, what do you call a reindeer with bad manners?
A reindeer? What do you call a reindeer with bad manners?
All right, this one's a good one.
Okay, this is the setup.
All right. You call him Rudolph.
Oh, that was good.
See?
There we go. That was good.
It's not all bad.
No. I didn't think they were bad. I thought they were great. Thought they were great. It's very holiday. Yeah. Very holiday.
Yeah, that's kind of what we come up with, especially during this time of year. We just look up Christmas jokes. And actually, funny story about that. We had a day where we went to two different nursing homes. And for the first one, we came up with our own jokes. And I was mainly the one telling them. And the reactions weren't, you know, ideal. We didn't really like them. Or they didn't really, you know, enjoy them laughing as hard. And after the show, everyone was saying, you know, thank you for coming, all these things. And then the people that organized that work at the nursing home, she walks up to me with a packet, and she goes, "Here you go. They're Christmas jokes. You can use these instead."
Oh, she was critiquing you.
Yeah, so...
Oh, you don't want that.
Well, honestly, I liked it. She gave me... It was like, I don't know, maybe 30 to 40 Christmas-themed jokes in the packet. Some of them I did use, which kind of made me feel good. You know, if it's on, it's, she printed it from an article, so if it's from an article, it must be good, right? Yeah. And so I used that for the next show that we did later that day, and, you know, fortunately enough, it hit a lot better.
Yeah. Where did the snowman joke come from?
I think it was online. I think
it was online. Hit us with that again. I think we okay. I think we didn't have the proper reaction the first time.
Okay, sure. And I want a big reaction from the whole room, please.
Okay, we're coming. We're ready.
What did the snowman say to the other snowman?
What did the snowman say to the other snowman?
He said, "Hey, do you smell carrot?" Thank you,
See,
guys.
See, there you go. It eventually came. That was perfect.
You guys should have been at the other shows.
Oh, that was tremendous. Well, Kev handed him a packet on the way out today. Make sure that he gets the packet. No, that's a good joke. I enjoy it. The Leshefsky family here on WGH Talk Radio. Give us another song.
All right. This one's a classic. You Are My Sunshine. Please enjoy.
Here on WGH Talk. Beautiful. And we're getting a phone call here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hello. My name is Lucy, and I'm calling from New York State. I happened to come upon this radio station here, and I was listening to a young family play, and I'm just calling to say it's wonderful that you're having these musicians on the radio, and they're doing a fantastic job, and thank you.
So, Lucy, you're in New York State?
Yes, New York State, and I was, you know, just like sitting, because it's snowing. We're having about 17 inches of snow.
Whoa.
And I'm just, you know, how you would say, just kind of surfing. And I just happened upon, because around like 7:45 or so, you were announcing, and then around 8 o'clock that you were going to have, you know, this show coming up and blah, blah. And I was like, you know, I'm going to listen. And so I decided to listen, and I'm glad I did. So I just want to say you have an awesome group there, and thanks for... you know, having them on the radio.
I would agree. Lucy, well, thank you for calling from New York State, and I hope you don't get snowed in up there.
Yes, well, hope not either. 17 inches is coming our way.
Holy moly.
You know, so, like you said, it was Christmas yesterday, so still Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year.
And everything's sounding good up there? Music sounding good?
It sounds awesome.
Beautiful.
It sounds wonderful, yes. So there we can, you know, hear them play, and, you know, we have some, I guess, some late young ladies singing, and just wonderful, and congratulations, and I think it's wonderful for you to, you know, like I say, present this kind of a family to you know, to listeners like myself.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lucy. Happy holidays.
All right, happy holidays. Best to you.
Bye-bye.
And a new year.
All right. Beautiful. Lucy calling from New York State. The rave there, very good.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Yeah, we got one more song, but first, blessings. That was Lucy, and she's in our family on my dad's side.
Oh, really?
Married to my dad's brother, and we want to say hello from Marion to New York.
From Marion to New York State, where they're getting 17 inches of snow. Holy mackerel. That's something up there. Now, remember, we will be on through 10 tonight. We got about 10 minutes left in the first hour here, but well, that looked like panic. Are we okay?
No, we're good.
Okay, I thought there was a panic face there. I didn't know. All right, next song. Let's go.
All right, next one is a almost solo, starting off with Tiriticum from My Dad.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. The Leshefsky family here on WGH Talk Radio. And we should let people know you can listen all over the world to this station, WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device, smartphone, television, whatever it might be. Your cell phone? Did I say cell phone? Yeah,
I think so.
I think the brain went there. But download the free TuneIn app and search WGH Talk, and we stream live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen anywhere in the world. How about that? The Leshefsky family with us, and we should mention the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and say something tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, this is a lot of fun tonight because the Leshefskys used to be with us back during anniversary parties and Christmas parties in the past, and it was always fun to have them in. So to see them a decade later, that is unbelievable, back here performing. It's something, Matt.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
you were how old when these parties were going on? You were like 12.
Yeah, a decade?
A decade. Yeah. Well, a little more than a decade.
Yeah, 12.
12, 11, something like that. Now, here you are today. part of the show. It is something how it all just goes along. Time moves by so fast.
Well, you know, that last song was beautiful.
Wasn't that great?
I love that last song.
Instrumental songs are great, but you know, You Are My Sunshine is also a great tune to hear.
Oh, yes, yeah, a good song.
You know, and it's such a basic song, but so well done by this group.
Well,
it's tremendous. Well, we're going to have the Leshefskys here. We've got about 4 minutes left in this hour. So you guys want to give us one to round out this hour, then we're coming back with the Leshefskys after the 9 o'clock break. So don't go anywhere.
Yeah, let's do a little Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. Some great musical talent here in the studio tonight, the Leshefsky family. And again, we're going to take a break here coming up in about 90 seconds at 9 o'clock. But we're coming back at 9:15 with the Leshefsky family right through 10 o'clock tonight. Matt, what's coming up on your show tonight at 10 o'clock? 10:15.
Nothing that can beat this.
I know, isn't this something? Hard act to follow.
tonight on my show, we're going to be talking about the football, NFL.
Football, all the things going on in the sports world tonight. Big Christmas games happened the other day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
That's a hard question, you see.
Chiefs again?
No, Chiefs already got knocked
They're
out.
They're out?
Yep. Already got knocked out of the playoffs.
There goes the
That's
ratings.
What we
ratings
wanted
are
right
over.
There.
No Taylor Swift, it's done.
I could see the Packers going. I think they'd have to get consistent, though. I mean, the Broncos have a chance if they can maintain consistency throughout the playoffs. I mean, they've done good up until this point, but Bo Nix is really young. So, you know.
All right. Well, that's coming up at 10:15 tonight. And again, we're going to take a 15-minute break here. We're going to come back with the Leshefsky family and some great entertainment here on WGH Talk. You don't want to miss this. Go get some cheese balls and some lemonade and whatever you might be having tonight during this holiday program here on WGH Talk. Very, very nostalgic. WWGH1071.com. Streaming live all over the world via the free TuneIn app. Just search WGH Talk and you can listen anywhere. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be right back with some more great entertainment. To the Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy too with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you.